You're listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. This year, Hawkwood held Seed Festival, planting big ideas. As well as music and talks celebrating and inspiring environmental change, there were also workshops offering practical tips on how to leave a smaller environmental footprint. In this mini-series of practical pods, we'll hear about the everyday changes we can make to be more sustainable. In this episode, Josie from Semble on how to make your own beeswax wraps.
I'm Josie, I work for Semble, and we're hosting a space at the Roundhouse this weekend. Semble's an organisation that runs a network of community projects across the UK, but we also help connect community projects and small charities with businesses that want to do good in local communities. So that can look like coordinating corporate volunteering days or grant funding campaigns or something we call movement building, which is working with a business to find its purpose and helping to make a campaign based on sort of social change that's actually impactful and meaningful. So beeswax wraps are kind of a substitute for cling film in sort of the modern day. Because of cling film being single-use plastic, it's obviously ideal to have alternatives to that that can be used again and again. But they're also not anything new. Beeswax wraps were first sort of recorded as being in existence since like ancient Egyptian times. But essentially, they're just pieces of fabric that are covered in beeswax, and often people will mix in other things as well, so like resins or oils, to make them a bit more sticky or cling a bit better to the things that are being wrapped in. Yeah, you can use them much the same as you can cling film. Yeah, so you can cover foods as long as they're not too wet, anything wetter like raw meats or melon or anything a bit damp like that. You can put in a bowl and then put the beeswax wrap over the top to seal it. They smell a bit like pollen, if that makes any sense. They don't smell bad. It is something that you kind of have to adapt to. Not all eco-friendly solutions are necessarily like what we're used to. And, you know, we visualise plastics as being very clean, for example. And they don't smell and stuff like that. But it does, you know, when you're choosing to make eco changes in your life, then you know, you can't necessarily have the same standards that you originally had, but they don't smell bad at all. And they are very clean. The beeswax is actually antimicrobial, so it will help keep away viruses, funguses, and bacteria. And that's because of the properties in the beeswax that is actually in the beehive called something like propolis. I don't know if I said it right, but that's the bees in the hive use it to sort of seal up the edges of the hive to prevent any like pathogens from coming into the hive and poisoning the bees, but also they overproduce the wax in the same way that they do honey, so it is, you know, ethical and suitable for the bees to have it taken out of the hives. People suggest using them for about a year, but you can use them again and again. Sometimes the wax will start to crack, but you can just warm it up in an oven or using a hairdryer, and that will sort of help make the wax melt back again over the fabric. But yeah, you can use it for about a year, I'd say. And then after that, people say you can compost them. I'm not sure if that depends on the kind of fabric you've used though. But people also suggest using them as kind of like a natural fire starter because they've got the waxy coating. But obviously, you know, even if you've only used it for a year, if you're using scrap fabric or things like that, then it's a lot better than using cling film constantly, always using rolls and rolls of cling film. Having something you can reuse is really obviously better for the environment. Yeah, so it's actually super easy to make them. So literally you just cut out a square of fabric. I cut mine out with pinking shears, which are the scissors that have like a zigzag kind of edge to stop the fabric from fraying too much. Just make any shape you want. You can make squares, circles, hearts. I don't know the convenience of having hearts, but they, I'm sure, would look lovely. And then you pop them on a tray in the oven, just a single layer usually of the wax wrap. And then put them on a quite a low temperature, I'd say maybe like 100 or so degrees. And then you can buy like these little beeswax pellets from craft shops or anywhere online will sell them. Or you can buy a block of beeswax and just grate it. And then you sprinkle the wax pellets over the fabric until it's reasonably covered. I'd say maybe like one pellet with like a centimeter in between or so, but you don't have to measure out or anything. You can just sprinkle them and then pop them in the oven, wait for the wax to melt. That usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And then you take them out of the oven, just pick them up off the tray using tongs or gloves or something, like waft them around a bit, and they dry really, really fast. And then they're solid. And then once they've dried, you can kind of look over them and see if you need to kind of put any more wax on or spread any wax of it on again. And you can put them back in the oven if you've made a mistake, and it will just remelt and yeah, you're done basically. As I say, some people do mix in other oils or resins to help make it clingy or sticky or flexible, but it's not necessary. It's just like an added bonus to the wax wrap. We'll be posting a tutorial on our website, which is semble.org. So that's SEMBLE.org. And yeah, we'll have the instructions up there soon.
Thanks for listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. To find out more about Hawkwood, Seed Festival and Semble, follow the links in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your friends. This episode was produced by Laura Bing, with music by Daisy and her Cora, playing an original composition, Berta.